Good morning. My name is David, and I have a question to ask. Why is David considered the best babysitter in the Bible? Yes, David rocked Goliath to sleep. It was the first Sunday of the month of September in 1979 when I first walked into this church with my family. 44 long years ago. More than half of those years troubled my Christian life. Came the time when I could no longer bear and battle those hardships. I turned my back and walked away from this church. When my son, Jesse, together with my beloved daughter-in-law, Cheryl, joined hands in one, and with the fruits of their toils, vigils, and privations, Zacchaeus, Eliza, and Jubilee came to see the light of the world. Deep inside me, I cried in despair. Each time I see them go to church. With that, the thought of coming back into the church to my Redeemer and to this place that I love so well came to mind. He strengthened the tie that binds. He strengthened the tie that binds. Good day, church.
Good morning, church. I'm going to tell a little joke, but I don't know if it's really that funny, though. I'm really bad at telling jokes. Where is the best place to get an ice cream dessert? Chocolate Sunday school. Home is a place where you can be in and have lots of memories in your life. Families are people who love you and people that care about you. Faith is like believing in yourself and believing in God. Church is a home, family, and faith. Because church feels like a home, because you make memories, family. Oh, family because of all the caring and loving people, and faith because when you're at church, we have faith in God, and God has faith in us.
So I'm also going to start off with a joke. So if Jesus could drive a car, what car would he drive? A Chrysler. Okay. To me, family, home, and faith are three very important things in life you need to live a happy and healthy life. Family should always come first because there are the people who are going to help you and encourage you through everything, good and bad times. Home. Home is a place that gives you the ability to feel comfortable about telling your family and friends about your feelings and situations that are going on in your life. Lastly, but most important, faith. Faith is very important because without it, you're not going to believe in your family, that your family is going to help you, that you're not able to share your feelings, and even sometimes that God is not there. This is why faith is the most important, because without faith, you're not going to believe in your family, your friends, your church, God, and yourself. Yep.
I will also be starting off with the joke. How did Zacchaeus react when Jesus invited himself over for dinner? He was tremendously excited. Home, family, and faith are three of the most valuable things people need to succeed in life and to get past troubled times when they need it the most. That is why church ties it to all three values in life. Church is a home because it's a place where memories are made. Church is also a family because it's there for support and guidance. Lastly, church is faith, because when you put your trust and faith in God, great things will lead you down to the path of success. Thank you.
Okay, it's not gonna stop here. We're gonna go with another joke. Okay, guys? Raise your hand if you're a coffee drinker like me. How does Moses make his coffee? He brews it. Nice icebreaker. So I just wanted to talk about my experience growing up. I was raised Catholic. I grew up Catholic. But for those many years growing up Catholic, I didn't have a solid connection, I felt, with God. But coming to First United Methodist Church after meeting Jesse, I felt so much more connected in the fact that the people of this church made me feel so welcome. We did our marital counseling with the church. All of our three children were baptized by the church. And with that, home, family, and faith is my, in a sense, my trinity, as how we have a trinity of church. And without that, I don't think I could be where I am at today. And also with that, little backstory about the kids and why I believe so much in God's hand in my life. With the two boys, I don't know, not a lot of people know this. I don't know even if our own family members know this. I was diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome, so it was very difficult for us to even conceive. With the two boys, I had to go through fertility medication, and when we were trying for Jubilee, you know, I knew the routine of giving my doctors a call because I would have to go onto medication again, but with, I guess, faith on our side, I was actually already pregnant with Miss Jubilee. So that in itself is always a reminder that God is always within my life, guiding me and protecting me. Thank you.
So it's a family Sunday, and since all the children are in the sanctuary today, I'd like to remind them why it's necessary to be quiet during the pastor's sermon. Because some people are sleeping. I'm just kidding. Just kidding, good looking Asian pastor. So last week we had a Sunday school teacher meeting in the jungle room. And I was looking around and I saw the same wooden blocks that I used to play with over 40 years ago. And what's even more amazing is that Auntie Vinci was there, and she still looks like the same vibrant teacher that was my cherub choir teacher. But I have more gray hair now. I'm so grateful to grow up in this church, and everything I needed to know, I learned here. Pray for yourself and others. Say please and thank you. Praise the Lord with song and karaoke. Be a good example by treating others as you'd like to be treated. And always, always, always get to the social hall before the cookies are gone. Pastor Jacob said in a recent sermon that the Bible is the blueprint. And as humans, we tend to overcomplicate things when all we need to do is follow those plans and continue to build our relationship with the Lord and then teach the culture to our children and our future generations. Should you ever forget, just refer to the UMC insignia where the cross symbolizes God through Christ and the flame is the Holy Spirit. And the closer you stay by that flame, the warmer you are with God's love and protection. And finally, when you have any problems and you seek guidance, remember that God gave Moses, what God gave Moses to cure his headaches? 2 tablets. Thank you.